Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have you ever seen a hen and her chicks? And can she cover them?
Yes.
She can cover them to where you can't even see them. Is that right?
Yes.
And whatever would be after them has to come through her. Because you can't even see them. They're under her wings. They're under her feathers. This is what God gave us. This is what Jesus himself repeated from Isaiah and Psalms. He repeated this to us to help us to see this is exactly what God does for us. He covers us with his wings, with his feathers. But have you ever observed how this works? You got Mama Hen. Now, we're not talking about in the chicken house. We're talking about on the farm, pre-commercialization. Pre-chicken house, pre-frozen chicken, pre. And you've got the chicken that laid the eggs and sat on the eggs herself, and the little chicks hatched, and now they follow the mama hen around. Anybody ever seen this now? I mean, you have to ask, because in this day and time, people think chicken comes from the grocery store. Have you seen it? Tell me again. You've seen the mother hen, and what's she doing? She's walking around and she's eating, and the little chicks are pecking around and they're looking, and they might be scattered over a pretty big area. And here comes a big dog. And he'd like to have that chick for lunch. What happens now? Huh? She makes sounds, doesn't she? You see this all through the kingdom, animal kingdom, don't you? The mama makes a sound. What is that sound? You don't understand it, but it's chicken for run quick. Come to mama. You thought it was bark, 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 bark. But it's chicken for run quick. Run quick to mama. And she's holding her wings out. And they all know what they're supposed to do. Isn't it amazing that they all know what they're supposed to do? God has put it in them. They all know what to do. And they run. And they run. And they gather right around mama's legs and mama's feet. And when all of them are there, whoop. And they're all safe. And protected. Unless you're a little independent chick. And you ain't gonna run like the other little chicks. Cause you can handle the world by yourself now. You a big chick. You about to be somebody's lunch chick. You about to be a gone chick. The safety of the chick depends on how quickly and how completely that chick follows the directions of mama.
Yes.
I mean, how many understand, in some cases, you got seconds and you got less. And so if the chick's going to think about it and wander around and explore on its own and decide whether it wants to submit or not, that's when the wolf destroys. Can you see that? Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. And he talked about the bad shepherd that's a hireling, runs away when the predator comes. But a good shepherd doesn't. What would a good shepherd do? A good shepherd will get between the flock and the predator. Oh, can you see this? His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Why? Because he uses them to hurt the enemy and to protect me. But you don't want to be on the wrong side of the shepherd. You don't want to be outside mama's cover. That Jesus is weeping. Jesus is moved in this instance. He said, how many times I wanted to gather you. I sent you prophets. I sent you men and women of God. I sent you people and they called you to me. And I'm saying, come on, come here. It's not safe out there. It's dangerous out there. Come here. Come here. Get under me. Get under me. Come now. Come. And yet you got millions that are going, well, I just don't know. And so we got a lot of people no longer with us. He said, how many times I would have gathered you and protected you. He said, but did you read that last phrase? But you would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. Does that mean it was destroyed? Yeah. Read it, verse 24. Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came and showed him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said, do you see all these things? Verily I say to you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Does that mean it was going to be destroyed? It was not going to be protected? Yeah. Was that his will? That pleased him? No. What did he say? Repeatedly, I wanted you to come to me. How often I called for you. I sent for you. I said, come here, come here. Get under here. So the real issue, we're not going to be able to make the whole planet safe. It's a dangerous place. It's a perilous place. But we can be protected if we'll get under and stay under the covering. And if when he calls, we come a running. And we don't have to figure it out. We don't have to get him to explain it to us. Huh? When it comes to him, don't think you're so brilliant and you can figure stuff out. You need to think like a little chick. When he says cluck, cluck, I mean, you need to be out of here. You're gossiping as a whip. Where did he go? What happened to him? What did he do? We need to be trained so well to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit that we don't have to reason it out. We don't have to figure it out. We don't have to have it explained to us. It doesn't have to make sense to us. We don't have to understand it. We just respond. Dr. John G. Lake, in his writings one time, said he was driving up a mountain pass. And he said it came up in him, pull over on the side of the road. And it was the wrong shoulder, the wrong side. And he thought, all these curves up here, you can't see anything. He's going up this mountain road. He thought, pfft. And so he's thinking about that. Came up again, pull over now. And he just did it. He just did it. It didn't make sense. Didn't even seem safe. And he did it. And just about that time, here comes a truck. Wow. And it was in his lane. And there was no guardrail. His brakes had burned out. He was out of control. If he'd have waited another 30 seconds, he would have been legally correct. Huh? He'd have been in the right lane. His lane. And dead. There's so much we don't know. But there is a covering. There is a protection. Can you say amen? Amen? There is the secret place of the Most High. Go to 1 Peter in closing, please. 1 Peter 5. You going to be an obedient chick?
Yes.
or a brave little independent chick. Going to figure this thing out for yourself. Work it out for yourself. Nope. You just go a running under the shadow of the Almighty. 1 Peter 5 tells us why we need this protection. 1 Peter 5 and 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. That's another reason why you don't need to be high or drunk. I'm serious. How many people died while they were drunk or high? And here, I'm not just talking about people who had gotten saved. People who had gotten saved, they were born again. But they yielded to the flesh. They got drunk. How well do you suppose you're going to hear the mother hen cluck when you are high? When you're drunk. You need to be sober. You need all your faculties. All the time. And you need to be vigilant. You need to be on the watch. You don't need to be in fear. But you need to be awake and alert. Because we live in a dangerous world. Are you with me now?
Yes.
Not in fear. Not afraid something bad's going to happen to you. But you need to be alert. And aware. How many are glad that somebody is on the scopes tonight watching to see if anybody's firing any nuclear missiles at us? Hmm? Are you glad somebody's going to stay up all night? Right? And watch these radars and watch these scopes and see if there's anything to track. We got, thank God for our troops, for our defense, our armed forces, our people. Somebody is always vigilant. Somebody's always on the watch, always on the wall, always watching and looking and alert. And you got to be, because this world is a dangerous place. Well, you do too. Don't be afraid, but watch. Be alert. Don't be drunk. Don't be stoned out of your head. Don't be full of alcohol. Be sober. Alert, aware, and vigilant. Vigilant means on your toes, on the watch.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Under His Wing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204B. That's R1204B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.